Amnesty International has launched a campaign to publicize what it says is a worsening situation for human rights activists throughout the world. The group hopes its Brave campaign will persuade governments to keep the promises they made in United Nations treaties to protect defenders of human rights. The organization Frontline Defenders says 281 people were killed in 2016 for defending human rights. In 2015, the number was 156. Guadalupe Marengo is head of Amnesty's Human Rights Defenders Program.
In the current context of us versus them, of demonization, of full frontal attack, actually, I would say, on human rights, it is crucial that we take stock and that we call on the authorities to stop these attacks immediately.
Amnesty says the bad treatment of human rights activists in Russia is increasing. Earlier this month, protesters marked the anniversary of demonstrations against Russian President Vladimir Putin. Several human rights campaigners have been jailed. Opposition political activist Gennady Gudkov spoke at a protest in Moscow.
Вот поступая с нами так, они провоцируют.
Гудков said, "The state provokes us and drives us into a stronger resistance. They show that the law in Russia is worth nothing." Guadalupe Marengo says other countries are following the lead of Russia in their treatment of activists.
Only in the last week or so, Hungary is trying to have a bill similar to the one that Russia has, where it's going to be very difficult to form associations and fight for human rights if you're getting funding from external sources.
Activists have accused Turkey of failing to respect human rights after the failed attempt to overthrow the government last year. Tens of thousands of people have been arrested or dismissed from their jobs. Turkey claims they are part of a large anti-government plot. Amnesty says human rights defenders are arrested, kidnapped, and killed around the world. It says they are also attacked using online technology. Surveillance tools are used to study their activity. Marengo says campaigns launched on social media tell lies about the activists in an attempt to cause others to oppose them.
They are accused of being terrorists, they are accused of being criminals, they are accused of defending immorality.
Amnesty International hopes the Brave program will show the worsening situation for human rights activists worldwide. I'm Mario Ritter.